Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, so when did you know Jaden Daniels was going to be a star and that Washington was eventually going to have to give him a big back contract, right? One of those big old fat juicy deals, just a giant big back of a deal. At what point this season did you go from either being hopeful or even if you were confident, if you loved the pick, if you were all in on Daniels from his LSU days, when did you go, they might have something special here? We want to zero in on that with you on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067.
So if you recall, this is not, I'm wrong all the time, I was right about this one. This is the guy that I wanted from the whole draft process. So I always believed, but still, you're waiting for confirmation. You're waiting for some of those moments. Week one against Tampa, wasn't it? Week two against the Giants, wasn't it, if you remember? It was some good, but it wasn't like what would end up coming to pass. That Cincinnati game that you and me were at was awesome. But there was that was awesome against what a defense that we now maybe think is the worst defense in the sport. They're terrible. I don't know if this is authentic or not. It's the following week. So you go from Cincinnati on Monday Night Football when the world saw this incredible performance, and it was incredible. Okay, that was one. That's one out of three games now where he's been transcendent and amazing and awesome. On the road against Arizona, he made NFL quarterbacking in that game look like the simplest little activity. Look like this little casual thing. I'm gonna step by Arizona and put him in the woodshed. It was this effortless, in control, no incompletion. Nothing they did surprised him or scared him or slowed him down. And then he followed up with more against Cleveland. There are a couple of plays I could point to. But to me, it was do we realize what's happening? I'm doing the Michael Scott thing when the fire alarm goes off in the office. I'm running around waving my arms going, yeah, Cincinnati, that was amazing. That was awesome. I was there. It was cool. We're now following it up with excellence. We now have the thing. That's how it felt.
So respectfully to that Cardinals game, because he was really good. He was 26 of 30 in that game. That game was mostly, from what I remember, really schemed up well.
Totally was.
Like, they just never had a doubt when he dropped back because there wasn't pressure, and he was throwing to wide open receivers. And there were 25 quarterbacks in the league that would have had a really good day that day against the Cardinals when they ran all over Arizona and scored 38 points. I'm going to the week before against the Bengals.
You're loud.
When Danny Ruye sitting next to me at that really loud, raucous stadium right before kickoff with a 1-1 Washington team that had only beaten the Giants because the Giants were god-awful. In a game that they almost lost, by the way.
Yeah, Malik Nabers makes the catch, they lose.
They were down at halftime. They could have easily lost that game at the end. The Giants just outbatted them, basically. And by the way, Daniels did not play that well against the Bucs. He ran for 88 yards, which was cool. But as a passer, he showed almost nothing in week one. And then in week two, in the first half against the Giants, he was even worse. He took 5 sacks in the first half of that game and held the ball forever. The second half is when he finally connected the dots, had a couple of inbreakers to Noah Brown that were thrown perfectly. They moved down the field. They scored some points. They got a win. He had a game-winning drive, I believe, in that game. Week three, you're at Cincy. You're 1-1. He's played 2 good quarters as a passer out of 8 at that point. But it's the last 2 quarters, and you're going, now you're on the road. Worst environment you're playing in early this season. Let's see what the kid's got. They're down 7-0 when he first took the field because the Bengals went down the field on like 5 plays, and Ja'Marr Chase just blew past Mikey Sanristil for a touchdown, and it's 7-0, and it felt like it was going to be 50-0 in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But then Jaden Daniels took the field, and Washington walked down the field with ease all night long. They score 38. They win, and in that game, Danny, he went 21 of 23 with some really low percentage throws, with one of the great throws of the entire season by anybody statistically. When you look at percentage of chance that it's converted as a catch out of his hand, that dime to Terry McLaurin in the corner to beat the Bengals, basically, with a dude barreling down on him that drills him right in the face mask as he throws the football. When he made that throw to put the game away, among some other just absurd throws in that game, and on primetime, under the lights where Washington always gets embarrassed, in a tough environment, he goes back and forth with Joe Burrow all night, and he goes 21 of 23 with a couple of touchdowns. And oh, by the way, mixed in 12 scrambles for 40 huge yards in that game. I thought, whoa, boy, we might have something here. This kid might actually be really, really good. And then to your point, he was great against the Cardinals. They win. They come back against the Browns. He had more downs in that game than he previously had, but his ups were so up, like that scramble play off schedule where he got away from 2 guys and threw the 60-yarder to McLaurin that almost
okay,
went.
That's stupid.
And the season was on at that point. But the moment that I, for the first thought, the time thought, maybe he's going to be a star, maybe he's special, was the Bengals game.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
That environment, and we now know more about the Cincinnati defense and how bad they were.
Fair.
Doesn't necessarily matter, though. It just because, again, you said it. You can have a bad defense that they still get punts. They still stop you sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes passes are incomplete. And it wasn't just checkdowns. It wasn't just, you know, that Mark Brunell 20 straight completions game against Houston where it was screen passes and sideways things and, you know, throwing to guys underneath. It was everything. The throws still have to get made. You know what I mean? Like, that game was so incredible that you go, okay, maybe they're turning the corner here. So I don't hate that answer at all. In fact, I mentioned it in mine. The simple fact was that began a stretch where it was no longer, I hope, maybe it began a stretch where it is, right? Because you mentioned those plays against Cleveland. There are a handful where you just go, there's 3 guys that do that. One's Lamar Jackson, who's going to run for 1,000 yards and be an MVP candidate. One's Josh Allen, who should be, you know, is an MVP candidate. Maybe the other's Mahomes, might head fake a guy in the backfield and sling it sidearm on fourth down for 30-some yards. And now Jaden Daniels is in that group. I'm not putting him on that level with those guys yet. There's a lot more that has to be deposited. I'm talking about a couple individual plays and moments in that Cleveland game and then sort of going forward from there. And then against Baltimore, the best team they played to that point, he was not the reason they lost. You know what I mean? Like, like you level up in difficulty, and he held his own from the pocket. They were determined to keep him there, and he actually played pretty decent. Again, not just for a neophyte, not for a kid, but for him. I mean, for an NFL quarterback. And then, the race was on at that point. Then it was his Rookie of the Year award, and everyone was competing for second place.
I'll give you another one. I think for the most part, he had played, like, well with some star performances, but all doubt was gone about him having that extra gear or just being that special guy after the Hail Mary play against the Chicago Bears. Which, by the way, feels like it was really late into the season, but it wasn't really.
Halfway mark, basically.
I mean,
right?
That was like the eighth game of his year.
Yeah, it was week eight.
It wasn't a particularly awesome performance. I mean, they won 18-15. That was the week after the Carolina game. He was okay, but remember, he hadn't practiced all week, was dealing with the rib injury, which maybe got worse because he played worse after that. But in that game, he had the most yards he would go on to have all season long, mainly because 60 of it or whatever came on the last play of the game, and he went over 300 yards passing, which I don't think he did another time. He had 299 against the Lions, which was his second highest passing total of the season. That came in the playoffs. But the thing about the Hail Mary was not just that they converted it. That play is skill as much as it is luck, by the way. It's not a coincidence that Aaron Rodgers pulls it off with some regularity in his career, and a lot of guys never will convert one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is an element of throwing a moon ball, the timing, placement of the ball, and where it comes down in the end zone. But the key is the buying of the time. And for him to have moved around for 13 seconds, never once being close to tackled, most guys can't do that.
Yeah.
Pick a starting quarterback out of a hat and say, move around and don't get touched for 13 seconds. Now, the Bears helped you because they called a terrible play. They brought no pressure. They only had three guys rushing, and Washington was able to keep some guys in and corral that. But that play was just dynamite. And yes, it was also super lucky. But just to wait as long as he did was part of it. And it was that moment where I went, you know, there's guys that just have, I call it the horseshoe. It almost feels like defamatory or negative, or I don't mean it that way. But there are players who are both great. You have to be great for this. And also you just have the horseshoe where some things work in your favor. Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes has it. Some random guy I've never heard of every week is ripping off kick returns now for the Chiefs inside the 15 to open the game, right? Like, they just now a thing that's happening for Patrick Mahomes. I was like, maybe we as a town, we, D.C., has one of those guys who isn't just really talented, but good things happen to, who has the horseshoe, who gets lucky from time to time. And that day was, I left that stadium going, maybe he's it. Maybe this is exactly what they've been hoping for all these years, because he is not just good. I knew that already. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, like those kind of guys. Lamar, MVP type good.
Yeah, and it would sort of be the beginning, though, of also, because we didn't know about it all the fourth quarter. We didn't know about the, if you've got the ball, talking about Washington, down a score or a tie game or whatever, you can start revving up that bus for the other team. They're going home. That's the end. You're going to win the game. You didn't know that at that point. Because Chicago, despite being outplayed the entire game, has a flurry there late. And Caleb Williams is making plays. Looked amazing, by the way, in his own right, driving them down. A couple scrambles, a couple huge hero-type moments. They take the lead. You're going, well, that's pretty much it. A couple completions later, and then, of course, that Hail Mary. It would begin kind of that legend of, you know, the comeback kids, or begin kind of that Jaden Daniels fourth quarter winning moment type stuff. And then it became a refrain. It became kind of part of that team's personality.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.